Proclamation number 5311 of 6th of February, 1952. Infinite love and patience of God in the development of the spiritual. The spiritual's course of development requires infinite love and patience on the part of the Heavenly Father, regardless of whether the spiritual is in the stage of bound or free will. The return of the spiritual substance to him is a process which takes an infinitely long time because the individual substances first have to find each other again, which were once banished as the tiniest entities in the works of creation, and this finding and unification takes place in the state of bound will. As a human being, in the state of free will, this unification of substances has already been accomplished and the spiritual being has its self-awareness again. But now it is to purify itself completely, it is to unite with God, its Creator and Father from eternity, which it can certainly do. But it can also fragment again, i.e., strive downwards. It can develop progressively and completely disregard unification with God and yet not be hindered in its will. It can only be one through love and prompted to strive for eternal love. And this reclamation requires infinite love and patience on the part of the Father who does not want to lose his children but cannot force them to belong to him. But God's love is boundless. It does not tire, it does not become impatient, it is not angry and it never gives up what it believes to be able to separate itself from him. And he also inevitably wins it, yet endless times can pass over it, and that to the detriment of the spiritual being itself, which just spends an endless time in an unhappy existence, be it as a human being or also as a still-bound spiritual being. And therefore God's love will constantly come to its aid and support it in every way. He will constantly let new creations arise so that the course of development in the law of compulsion can be covered uninterruptedly, but just as he will also help the spiritual being as a human being with all love to find the path to ascent. What can happen from God to further it happens? But the human being's inevitable free will determines itself how long the spiritual is still in the bound state, i.e., how long time it needs until the union with God and thus the separation from all material form is accomplished. God's love will never stop looking after the spiritual substance, even if it appears as if it turns away from people. For it will never relinquish what has belonged to it since eternity, which should only join it fully consciously in order to be able to feel unlimited bliss, which is otherwise denied to the spiritual substance, because only a creature which has become love can feel God's love and his courtship, for this love will never stop. Amen.